your mother.
That was The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando with Mega Man 2, and we'll be back for more after these messages.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite, and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp, and leaves you for dead. Want one? Don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate.
Peanut caramel. Reese's peanut butter.
You don't eat it. You survive it.
All right, down here. It's your mouth. Listen up. Let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peeled for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Coolman Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25. So get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. This next one is a bit interesting, actually. It's from an official CD, so it's not actually a remix. And it's not really based on any particular game song to begin with, but it is definitely very much related to a game, so I believe it counts. But it's kind of interesting. This is a CD that was released... I don't know, this is actually probably only interesting to me, but... I follow Pokemon pretty closely, and it's interesting because... Originally, there were the Japanese CDs and there were the English CDs. The English CDs, there were about 2, and they were released around the Lugia movie, if you remember that one, and then they never released anything else. And the Japanese CDs, of course, kept coming over, you know, pretty consistently throughout the years. And then finally, I guess, about maybe, you know, around the 10th anniversary of Pokemon, they were like, "Hey, you know, we came out with all these new openings in English, we should probably put them on a CD or something," and so they did. It was called Pokemon X, and, you know, it was all right, I guess. Most of the openings are not that good, but some of them are all right. But in particular, this is one of the songs that was near the end. It wasn't an opening, at least I don't think it was. You know, heck, it might have been. I don't really watch the English version very often. But I have to admit, there's just it's pretty standard, all things considered, but I really love the chorus of it. You know, it's got this kind of infectious, happy feeling to it that I think really, you know, fits Pokemon, I suppose. But either way, this is from Pokemon X again. And this is Go Pokemon Go.
said, don't go. Don't know where to go. Try to go with the flow. Everybody knows how the fever is going. Watch out, next stop might be home. But even that's not where Pokemon will end. There's even more adventures. Right around the
That was from Pokemon. That was Long Live Pokemon. That was Go Pokemon Go. Sorry. I guess the Long Live Pokemon just kind of got stuck in my head. It's a worthwhile mantra, I believe. But our final track for tonight is also kind of a request. This one is actually more of a straightforward request than the other one. But it's from Kyodro. And I'm still not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. But either way, it's from a freeware game called the Floating Island game. I believe you look it up, you can find it. I think you have to download it. I don't think it's a Flash game, but it was from a freeware game called Floating Island Game, which looks pretty neat. You know, I didn't actually play it myself. But the cool thing is it had its soundtrack available, and it was pretty nice, actually, all things considered. It was by Johan Hagne, I think. I'm not really sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It could be Johan Hagne, for all I know, but either way, he did a very nice, you know, job with the track. There's a lot of very pretty melodies, and this one in particular, that was very nice. It's called Field of Leaves. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.